Great. Well, I'm going to ask Brent if he would come up now as well so that he's ready. Okay, we're going... I don't know that I've got anything on there, actually. So, Commitment Sunday. We just wanted to say a bit about Commitment Sunday. I'm going to say the first bit, and then I'm going to hand over to Brent for the main bit. First off, and we're both going to say this, thank you so much for all that you do, all that you give, whether it's time, money, in so many ways, using your gifts to build up the church. Thank you so much. We are going to focus a bit on money now, and this time of year is just a time where we sort of think, okay, how about reassessing what we're giving and what we give to Emmanuel particularly. I want you to know, my little bit here is just to say, I want you to know that all the money that you give to Emmanuel Church, to the general fund, goes to support good gospel ministry. I need to explain a little bit about where the money goes. Okay, here we go. So, the money that you give to us, thank you so much for it. A large proportion, a fair proportion, actually goes to the Diocese of Southwark. So we give it to the Church of England. It costs us to be part of the Church of England. We give that money to the Church of England, to the Diocese of Southwark. Now, a large proportion of that, actually, we get back in various ways, through my pay or through, it actually helps to support curates who are being trained, or pensions, or central things like safeguarding things, things that are really important that we need to have support on. So really important things. So we give to Southwark Diocese, and in a sense, they give quite a bit of it back to us. Now, some churches give more to Southwark Diocese than they get back. They're net givers. Some give less than they get back. They're net receivers. Now, we as a church are a net giver. We give to the diocese a bit more than we get back. Not a huge amount, but it is a bit. It's actually about £500, just over £500. So it's not a huge amount, but it is a bit. So we give. Now, that money that's extra, more than we get back, as it were, in the past, we've just sort of given that, and that goes to the diocese, and that supports other churches which are net receivers. In other words, that can't afford even their costs. And that's just sort of gone indiscriminately around, just supports the whole thing. Now, the thing is, some churches in the Diocese of Southwark are great. Some preach the gospel faithfully. Others, if you know the Diocese of Southwark, others are really not. In fact, they're doing bad ministry. They're not teaching the Bible faithfully. Now, we don't want your money to go to support churches which are, in fact, bad. So how are we going to go about doing this? The PCC have agreed, and the diocese know, and they're all right with this, that we will give back to the diocese what they give to us. And that extra bit, that extra 500, what we're going to do now is we're going to look to twin with another church in the diocese, because we still want to support good ministry. So we're going to look to twin with another church in the diocese and give that money through a thing called the Southwark Good Stewards Trust to support that church, which is a net receiver. Now, we don't know which church that's going to be yet. We'll let you know as time goes on. But the positive thing there is to say, actually, that could be really exciting, that we look to support a biblically faithful church through that sort of £500. So I want you to know that money that you give, every penny of it, goes to support good gospel ministry. So I want that to be an encouragement for you. That's a bit of a change that we've made in how we give. I'm going to hand over to the next bit, to Brent.
Thank you. Good morning, all. It's good to be back in the morning service. It's been a while. I've been attending the afternoon service, but it's really good to see all the faces again. Bart asked me a little while ago to give this talk on the Commitment Sunday, and to be honest, as a warden, I was like, oh, really? Do I have to do this? Is this because I'm the newest warden here? As, you know, whenever you talk to people about money, you can kind of see eyes glaze over, and you think, "Oh, do you really want more?" But when I started to have a look and a little think about what we wanted to get across, it was actually a really good opportunity because it was far from being me asking people to give more money, rather than me asking people to take more time out of their busy schedules. That we all have a busy schedule. And to think about the relationship they have with God and what they want to and how they want to commit in terms of money and time, and gifts, whatever it is, it's relationship between you and God. That's all this is all about. If it comes across as all about money, then that's my fault. I've not delivered the message correctly. Money is a part, of course it is. You know, we need electricity. We need lots of different things to make our church work. But that's only one part of a very big commitment to God. So please bear with me as we go through this very short talk. First of all, let me say, add to Bart, thank you, everybody who commits so faithfully. It's very and so sacrificially. It's a great blessing to you and to God. And you know, we all benefit by joining up to help each other within this mission. Also, thank you to Andy Whelan and the finance team that they've got together and they've created a new bank account for us. There's leaflets in the pigeonholes, if you haven't got one already, so please do take that. Our bank account is changing to Metro Bank, so please do get that new information and make the changes as you see fit there. Right, what is the definition, or rather, what does it mean to give or to show commitment? That's kind of what I was thinking about. How do we actually do that? There's a long answer and a short answer, and we'll keep the short answer. The short answer is there's no correct way. There's no one way of doing it. It can become quite a relative measure. You know, we see examples in the Bible of how the proud man in those times walked around and said, I gave exactly what I was meant to give and made a big show of it. And the poor lady gave more than she could really afford to give. And Jesus said, look at these two. You know, which one do you think has done the right thing here? So it wasn't an exact amount. It wasn't 10% or 5% or, you know, 25%. That, you know, once again, God doesn't need your money. It's more a case of he wants your heart. And how do you go about showing that commitment to him? And that's purely between you and him. And, you know, I certainly don't see how much everybody gives. And frankly, I don't want to see. I couldn't care less. It's the relationship between you and God. So, you know, it's not only about money, as I said again. It's about time. It's about gifts. So the music group do a great job every week. Their gifts are clear to see, and they put a lot of effort and time into that. That's a huge commitment. You know, the flowers, they don't do themselves. You know, that's a huge commitment. So, and it's hugely appreciated, and people, you know, really do appreciate all that. I keep thinking, when I thought about an example about how much would a person feel they should give or not. I thought of an example of, well, what happens if there's a father and son trip and they're going up a mountain? So a whole bunch of fathers and sons are going up a mountain. And once again, this is my example, so it could be mothers and daughters. They go for a walk, all walking along this rope bridge, and suddenly one of the slats breaks and the child starts falling. And the father reaches down and grabs his hand. So he's got him. At that point, now this is probably a bad example, but at that point you think, how committed is that son to his dad? He's fully committed. You know, he owes him everything, absolutely everything. And I think of that, our relationship with God. God's given us absolutely everything. And we think, well, how can I show a commitment to him? Should I give him all the money I have? Well, he doesn't need your money. He's given you all the money you have, so that's useless. Should I give him all the time? It's all of those things, isn't it? It's kind of hanging by your arm, and God's holding you, and you think, well, how much should I give him? The amount is not important. It's how much is in your heart. What do you want to do to show him the commitment you have for him? And by doing that, the commitment flows out to others as well. So it's a vertical thing that actually flows out to be horizontal as well. That's just a byproduct, really, of how it works. But it's more of a heart and heart thing than anything. I'm certainly not here to ask people to give anything that they, either time, money, or gifts that they don't want to do. I'm assuming people are they generously want to give, and they actively want to give. So you can see that. Just look at what happened the other night on children in need. How much money was raised there? It's incredible. I mean, I come from a country where we don't really have this kind of initiatives. And you just see how much the British people give to these things. People just need a cause to give. I know that from running the London Marathon a few years ago. People need a cause to give. They'll give generously, and they'll give all the time. And you know that's the same thing with God. you know, we certainly have a cause. God's given us absolutely everything. Let's kind of meet him and show him our commitment by giving him our time, efforts, gifts, and things. Just a verse I wanted to read from 2 Corinthians 9, and I think it will come on the screen as well. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 7. So it's an encouragement to give generously. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Obviously, the idea behind this is God wants you to give what's in your heart, not what you think the next person or the person on your kind of financial level should give, and you know, to make yourself feel better. It's not about that. It's how much the relationship is between you and God. Now, bringing the focus maybe towards Emmanuel, and you would have heard the finance group in the past saying that we do run at a deficit, and we still do. That's a concern, and we obviously would prefer not to be in that position. But, like any forward-focusing group of people, we don't only want to focus on maybe the negative. We want to say, well, how can we push forward, and how can we further the commitment to God? So what can we do to make the situation perhaps better? First of all, we need to fuel everything by prayer. It's all about prayer. Money will help to pay for things, but it's more about prayer. And how can we wrap everything, all our commitment up? First thing is we do is we pray, and we pray continually. So I encourage people to come to the prayer breakfast and to the midweek prayers. Please do that. Coming back onto maybe a slightly practical and financial point. In September of 2014, the PCC met, and we had a few ideas of how we would put this across to people in respect to maybe financial commitment. And we said we often ask for lots of money for a projector, or we need huge sums of money to refurbish things. But actually, we thought, what about if we kind of narrowed it down a little bit to maybe a more shorter term goals and more something that's going to be easily attainable? If we all put in a little bit more, so we think, well, okay. So one thing is we wanted to have the new service, and we've got that going, and that's great. But we know that doesn't pay for itself. We need a little bit of funding for that, for kids' teas, for refreshments, and maybe for better resources that we can use not only in the afternoon but in the morning as well. So that doesn't necessarily have to cost a lot of money. Something else like publicity and communications. We've got a new website, which is great, but we would like to have maybe a smart TV in the hall, so that when parents come pick their kids up when they're doing activities in the hall, maybe the website could be rolling on that TV. People can maybe interact with that TV and have this discussion points over that, and hopefully they'll come on a Sunday as well. Other things like developing an evangelical newsletter as part of an outreach program, or new banners for the front of the church. All these things cost money, and if we can maybe increase our giving slightly, we can attain these. There are lots more. I mean, we can say a new lectern. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but it does cost something. Then there are bigger things, which will require not so modest an increase in potential giving. We had the quinquennial report earlier in the year, which I was part of. Those have got findings, and we need to upgrade certain areas of the church, and we need to do a lot of maintenance. Those cost money. Refurbishing the kitchen all cost a lot of money. That's a kind of the big picture. I'm more focused on the smaller, on the short-term goals. And you think, well, how can we attain this? So we had some good ideas, and just one idea was, we generally have around 70 people attending a service in a week. You think if everybody had to contribute maybe one more pound during that service, you think, well, 70 people over four weeks, that's getting up to around £300. Over 12 months, we're looking at around just over £3,500 a year. A lot of those short-term goals are pretty easily attainable. So those are just some ideas. Once again, to reiterate, before I close, and I'm going on a bit, it's not about the money. It's about your commitment to take time to think about how you'd like to commit. That's all it is. These are just ideas. If we'd get none of those, that's fine. That doesn't really matter. The only thing that really matters is your time taken to spend with you and God and to think about how you'd like to commit. Just remember, people on their deathbeds, how much money would they give to spend one more moment with loved ones? It's not about the money. It's about time, gifts, and things. Money will come and go. It'll be eaten by moths. Honestly, really use it wisely. I'd like to just finish by just reading 2 Corinthians 8:1-5. And if possible, I'd like everybody just to close their eyes for a minute and just take a little bit of time just to relax and just to listen to these words. And we'll end in a prayer. And yeah, so you can take the commitment Sunday from there. So 2 Corinthians. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of their very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So Lord, thank you that we are able to, thank you that we've been blessed so richly by you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that we would take time out of our busy schedules to think about how we can commit ourselves to you through time, through gifts, through money, but most of all, through spending time with you in prayer. We ask this all in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.